here's a story from The World.
We begin today in Haiti, following this weekend's news about 17 missionaries who were kidnapped there, 16 Americans and one Canadian, among them five children. The FBI is investigating, but Haitian officials are not speaking. What we do know is that kidnapping has been a persistent threat in Haiti and getting worse, one terrible symptom of a political and economic breakdown there. The World's Monica Campbell is on assignment in Haiti's capital, Port-au-Prince. Monica, what do we know so far about this abduction of 17 foreigners?
The group, a Christian humanitarian aid group, was in town just east of here, of Port-au-Prince. And every Haitian journalist I'm talking to, analyst, everybody is searching for more information. There are a lot of rumors, but Haitian officials are not speaking about this kidnapping. The U.S. government isn't speaking about it. We know the FBI is here in the capital now, but it's a black box of information so far.
So not much from officials. What are you hearing from Haitians about this news?
Yeah, I mean, Haitians here are aware that religious groups are being targeted more by gangs. People also know that these Christian missionaries were traveling in an area controlled by a very notorious gang here in Haiti. But one thing that really struck me was that they knew about this story about the missionaries, which is getting a lot of international press. But they also know that this is everyday life in Haiti. And I spoke to one man about this. His name is Jean Guito. I spoke to him where he grew up in a very working class area of Port-au-Prince. And he spoke to me in Spanish because he's been recently deported to Haiti after living for years in South America. Here's what he said.
Si usted en tu casa, tú quieres salir para comprar algo, dice, no, tú no puedes salir. Es mi país. Pero nadie puede vivir en Haití.
And what he's saying is that I live in a country where I have to think two times before leaving to buy food outside of my home, money in my pocket. I'm at risk of being kidnapped. People who are kidnapped who are poor. That is what is happening here. You're seeing mass kidnappings of different levels of society. Buses being hijacked right now is a big deal, like entire buses being taken over, people stripped of their belongings and then just left.
Yeah, you're talking about buses there, Monica. There is a general transportation strike in Haiti today. What's that about?
They're protesting because they have to negotiate with gangs as they move through the city. Being a bus driver in Haiti is a very high-risk occupation. So this morning, I took a very early morning drive out with a very well-known traffic reporter here in Haiti, in Port-au-Prince. His name is Mackinson Remy. And I wanted to see kind of through his eyes how the city was waking up. And there were burning tires on the main roads. Part of this general strike is to put tires blockading ways for people to get around town. It was eerily quiet. There were some people on bicycles trying to get to work, but none of the usual bustle of buses and motorbikes shuttling people around. And here's what Mackinson said to me.
You know, right now, you see, it's very empty. Everything is gone.
So this is not normal?
No, it's not normal. Before, you will see much car, much motorcycle, because the protests against the government, against the life in Haiti.
So back to the news of the mass abductions. I mean, the role of gangs in these rampant kidnappings is significant. And though we're talking today about American and Canadian missionaries in Haiti, Haitian people have long confronted the power of these gangs. I mean, as you said earlier, it's an everyday problem. What is the actual power of these gangs, Monica?
Well, this weekend was a perfect example of that. While the news came in of these missionaries abducted by this gang, supposedly they're the main suspect, we also had a commemoration here in Haiti honoring one of Haiti's founding fathers. And so the prime minister of the country had planned to lay a wreath to mark the occasion in an area run by gangs in Port-au-Prince. Mm. So when he goes to try and do that, there was gunfire to keep him out of the area. He had to seek shelter. And then later the same day, one of Haiti's most powerful gang leaders went and placed his own wreath. And he's wearing a white suit and he looked very presidential. And everybody here was just so struck by this show of power, a moment illustrating the government's weakness and the power of the gangs.
And when we say gangs, we're not talking kind of street gangs with knives. I mean, the armed power is much greater in some of these more notorious gangs, right?
yes, they control swaths of the city. I mean, we had an earthquake recently here, you know, outside of Port-au-Prince. The gangs were blocking the main roads that were bringing humanitarian aid, you know, trucks trying to bring humanitarian aid to the earthquake-struck zone, you know, control that type of route. These gangs are definitely well-armed and often with U.S. weapons.
The World's Monica Campbell in Port-au-Prince, Haiti. In the coming days, she'll be reporting on how some of the conditions we've just been talking about are pushing many Haitians to flee the country, often via dangerous and illegal routes. Monica, thank you very much. Stay safe.
Thanks, Marco.
Tomorrow on the program, why Christian groups on missions overseas are often seen by locals as symbols of wealth and power.